Thank you so much for listening. For more information about Ebenezer Church, visit us online at ebenezerpvc.org.
On my mind this morning is fear. Fear is a very much a driving force in our lives. Mm-hmm. I know as a child growing up at home, I'd have to admit that I feared my father. Yes. Because I wanted to please my natural father. And in that fear, we have a word called reverence.
Yes.
Psalms 111.9. He sent redemption unto his people and has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. The word reverent speaks of, I looked it up on Webster here, worthy of reverence, entitled to respect, mingled with fear and affection. It's also to revere, to regard with fear, mingled with respect and affection, to venerate, to reverence and honor. But the word fear, that driving force is what? Not fear in such a matter that you disrespect, but a fear of respecting properly.
Right.
The Bible teaches us reverent and holy is his name. We don't call men reverent.
Right.
Now I do understand that we give a reverence to and respect. There's a little difference there.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the scripture teaches us to reverence our parents.
Right.
As children, we're to reverence, and that's to give them respect. And yes, as a child, I feared my father. I knew if I didn't do what he told me, the jobs he'd come back and weren't done, I knew there was discipline coming behind it. What's the difference between us and God?
Right.
When God tells us something we need to do, there's going to be a discipline. Teaches us to love one another. Well, if we don't love one another, what's going to happen?
Right.
There's discipline coming. Like it or not. A man made after the image of God, and we can't figure out how to love him?
Right.
Amen. I'm not talking about... Now, I realize monetary, you can get, money's one thing, or just help somebody out that way, and you're through with it. No, you're not. Take home some of his burden. Sit down a few minutes with a brother or sister and talk with them some.
Mm-hmm.
See what they don't always need money. Sometimes they need somebody to just sit down and be a friend to them.
Right.
Hear their complaint. Can't give them some counsel. Reverencing God is far more important. And that's what God teaches us, to love one another. Because
right.
I find in the scriptures, also studying, one of the places I keep working my way back to it, out of Ecclesiastes. You don't have anything, y'all. I mean, I don't own anything. I mean, really, you get right down to it, it's all on loan from God.
Right.
Everything you've got, the breath of air that you draw every few seconds, doesn't belong to you.
Right.
A couple of places, Ecclesiastes. Because throughout Ecclesiastes, one of the things that I keep finding in it is God is granting man abilities. He's granting man the fruit of his labor. Read two places here right quick. Ecclesiastes 3:20 says, "And all going to one place, all are dust, all turn to dust again." Well, if you're going to return back to dust again, what did you have to begin with? You didn't have anything. What you got is by the grace of God. Chapter 4 and 15. "And he came forth from his mother's womb, naked shall he return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor, which he may carry away in his hand. And this also is a sore evil, that all points as he came, so shall he go. And what profit hath he that hath labored for the wind? All his days are also he eateth in darkness, and he hath much sorrow and wrath with his sickness. Behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him for his portion, brother. God has granted us these blessings. He expects in return a thank you, a worship, if you may, a fear that God has given it to you and respect it, but God can also take away. What did Job say? Blessed is he, the Lord that gave, and he took it away. Excuse me, let's go read that and get it correctly. And he said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I find contentment is important, Brother Vaughn. I realize there's a driving force to provide for my family, my wife, and my children. But that labor to provide for them, God grants it to me to take care of them. But in the final end, I'm not going to take it with me. It doesn't belong to me anyway. It belongs to God, and God grants it to me. God grants it to you. Thank God for it. God has granted you a life and a sound mind. God has granted you clothes on your back, food and raiment. I find over there it talks about God blesses a man with the things that he needs, and we need to quit trying to take away from somebody else. That's some of that anti-love, where you try to take something from someone else.
Yes.
This driving force that we're seeing, this storm come through right now, I've heard many folks say years ago, and it's true, it's just stuff that's being destroyed.
Right.
At the end of the day, you still got your life, you still got your family, you still got these sort of things that you need. That's what you need to be concentrating on and thanking God for it. Fear God and give Him the praise, honor, and glory, which He deserves, and not me and you. Because look here what I've done. I'll tell you what I've done. I've messed up more than I fixed. That's sad. But anything man puts his hand to winds up usually turning bad. Fear God. Worship Him. Prostrate. That's one of the things about reverence, is the prostration. Laying yourself out before the Lord, being very vulnerable. We are totally vulnerable to the Lord. He can change anything that we have at His whim. Blessed be the Lord.
Right.
Bless God with your thoughts. He seeketh after those to worship Him in spirit and truth. Worship. What are we worshiping? Worshiping God. That fear, realizing, recognizing how glorious He is and how little we are.
Right.
Now, I think I can go to my poem that I was, poetry I wanted to read. Out of Psalms.
That's where it was.
Yeah. Bearing this in mind, to fear the Lord and to worship God is our just thing to do.
Right.
Every day, not just wait till you get to church on Sunday. Every day of our life, every moment we can, we need to stop and think about the Lord, what He's done for us. 131 out of Psalms. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high from me. He's not looking around to see how much better he is everybody else. He has a humble spirit. God has humbled him. He's not having to look around trying to get better than everybody else. He thanks God for what he's been given.
Amen.
Read that again. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in greater matters, nor in things too high for me. Trying to think you're better than everybody else. Trying to think you're better than this and that. But whatever my lot is in life, that's what God has given me. Be fearful of God, because what He's given you, He can take that away also. But He prepares you for things and feeds you. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself. That's important. Mm-hmm. You ever had your father or parents say, get a hold of yourself? Get a hold of yourself. Quiet your spirit. Quiet yourself down. Quit thinking that I'm better than this and I'm better than everybody else. Quiet yourself. What are you going to quiet upon? Upon the grace of God and none other.
Amen.
Grow up. How many times have you heard that? Your parents tell you that when you're acting foolishly? Grow up. Let the things of the world go, Brother Vaughn. I got to let some things go.
Yes.
Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that weaneth of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. How are we supposed to walk, Brother Vaughn? Think about a little child. All they want is milk. Wanting things to help them right there, immediately. But there comes a time, there's a weaning of the child. There comes a time of weaning yourself off this old world. Time to wean yourself off of the lust of the flesh. Weaning yourself off from the things that do not honor and worship your and worship God. Quit trying to pay attention to the world and start fearing God and holy reverence to Him for what He's given you.
Amen.
Grow up. Realize that you are a child of God because what He's manifested to you, because you belong to Him.
Right.
Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever.
Right.
Worship God. We can do this, Brother Vaughn. We've got problems in this whole world, but you may have heard me say it. This living here, traveling here, is a great learning curve.
Right.
That's some of today's terminology. Learning curve. That's a real steep mountain.
Mm-hmm.
But what are we trying to do? We're trying to reverence and worship God.
Amen.
In spirit and in truth about His Son, Jesus Christ, who He sent here to bleed and die for my sins and for your sins and for all the sins, all those the Father gave Him before the foundation of the world. And He successfully done it.
Right.
We're waiting on that great, glorious morning. Brother Bonnie's going to take us all home.
Right.
And all this whole trouble, the storms and heartache of life will be gone. But while we're living here, we've been blessed.
Right.
Blessed to know this gospel truth about His Son, Jesus Christ. Let us lift up His name in reverence and in fear to give praise to God who gave it to us. And He loves us so much. We get just to see just a little of it while we're living here. The little earnest of it. If we got to see the whole picture at one time, we couldn't handle it.
Right.
But what little bit we get to see all along, it causes a fear to come upon me. A fear of reverencing God, worshiping Him better. And Lord, forgive me for my sins and have me turn away from the world. Grow up and be weaned from the world.
Right.
And lean upon Jesus, who is the author and finisher of my faith and your faith. That I may be a better, more obedient child of God, to love my brethren and to help my brethren.
Yes.
I need help, Brother Vaughn.
Yes.
And when brethren, one of the most precious things, they love me enough to pray for me.
Right.
Now, that's loving me.
Yes.
I might not see them. I might not get to hear their name called out around me. But when brother comes by and says, I've been praying for you. Man, they love me enough to take a few moments of their time to lift my little name up before the Almighty God of heaven that can reach down and turn the storms of my life around.
Right.
And I want to give praise to God for that.
Amen.
Grow up. Wake up. Pay attention. These are things that have been on my mind. When you read Ecclesiastes, let me get back, jump back over to that. There's several places where it talks about, and let me just get one of another one. Chapter 9, and then I'm going to get Brother Vaughn's way.
You go ahead.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 7. Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart, for God now accepteth thy works. That's today. Mm-hmm. Don't be worrying about tomorrow. I heard a preacher talk about that a while ago. Don't be worrying about tomorrow. Worry about today. Sufficient is evil for tomorrow. Worry about that's tomorrow. Take care of today. Let thy garments always be white. Wait a minute. There's a work right there, Brother Bond. I mean, you're supposed to do. There's a work. Right. Let thy garments always be white, and let thy head lack no ointment. That's praying to God. Mm-hmm. That's lifting His name up in fear and reverence. Him, not a man. That back to that fear. The driving force of fear is the reason. All right, here, let's take it an example today on the highway. What's the driving force on fear on the highway? Getting killed.
Yes.
Driving too fast, running that vehicle off in the ditch over there, and killing yourself. Or the police, worried about getting a ticket. Mm-hmm. That's a fear. Almighty God sees us and knows us. There's a fear that we want to worship Him in spirit and truth. He blesses us. And if He does take it away, blessed be the Lord. Be still, like my soul. Grow up. Wean yourself from the world. It's something you can do. Mm-hmm. Still thine heart upon the things that are gospel truth. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which He hath given thee under the sun. Right. He didn't say wives or women living with folks. He said wife. Mm-hmm. A man is to marry a woman properly and thank God for her.
Right.
And take care of her.
Right.
Which He hath given thee under the sun all the days of thy vanity, for that is thy portion in this life. That's your portion. In thy labor which thou takest under the sun, whatsoever thy hand findeth, do it. Now, I preach on that quite a bit about what your hand finds. Tell these young folks all the time, you got to find what the Lord has given you to do. Mm-hmm. Why some folks are really good doctors, and I can't hardly fix anything around the house on an animal. I do a little bit, but God has to give it to you.
Right.
Seamstress, teachers, they love it. Yes. But you give them a screwdriver, tell them to go over there and work on a plow somewhere. You don't care nothing about it. God's got to give it to you. Whatsoever thy hand findeth, do it. Do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. So what the Lord has given you is a blessing from God while you're living here. He's given you a house. He's sheltered you. He's given you bread. Anything past that is even further blessing.
Amen.
But don't get so set on it, knowing that God can take it away. He give it to you. He can take it away. Look at Job. He gave it to Job. He took it away. But he turned around and gave it back to Job at the end also. He can give you more than me and you can ever imagine. So as the storms come through, these natural storms, where are you going to put your fear? Where are you going to put your reverence? Where are you going to worship? You going to worship that house? That job? It may be gone. You might not have a mind. That job may still be there. You might not have a mind to do it anymore.
Right.
I've known them electricians I work with won't stick their hand in an electric box now. No more. They're afraid of it. It left them. Their nerves have left them. They can't do that kind of work anymore. So any other craft. While you got it, use it. Praise God for it.
Right.
Give God the honor and glory. Worship Him in spirit and truth. And fear that He is able to take it away. But He also can give it to you.
Right.
But you fear Him in a way of honoring Him.
Right.
Honor God in all that you do. Pray continuously. Don't wait till church to come pray. And you're already behind. Pray.
Right.
while we're traveling this old world, and our lives will be better. We're able to help our brethren more. I need to work on that too. I'm not just preaching at y'all, I'm preaching at Steve also. I need work. These are a few thoughts on my mind. We worship God in spirit and in truth, and in fear, to honor Him, to please Him, because beside God there is none other.
Right.
And He sent His Son, and I truly trust that He has successfully did His job at the cross. Because if He didn't, if there's something else for me to do, it will never get done. Praise be unto God. Hope there's a few thoughts for you. And if it is, give God the praise. Thank you for your time.